with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Colorado State Senator Carrie Donovan and Representatives Julie McCluskey and Dylan Roberts held a town hall in Basalt over the weekend. The three Democrats represent the Roaring Fork Valley. They started the meeting by discussing health care. Kristen Kay has more.
Saturday's town hall was held one day after the first day for open enrollment in Colorado. Representative McCluskey said this past year saw a 30% decrease on the state's individual insurance marketplace for Western Slope residents. Representative Roberts has been working on a state option for health insurance, which he says would provide competition for private insurance, especially in rural areas that have only one private insurer.
Look out for that state option. It could be really promising for our region, and we'll be accepting comment on that as we go through the next year.
Senator Donovan said next steps in lowering costs might be healthcare co-ops, as well as legislation requiring more hospital transparency. About 20 residents attended the town hall. The next state legislative session begins in January. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Jared Polis has unveiled a $34.5 billion budget proposal that would expand capacity at some state parks and boost spending on school safety. Polis is also seeking money to provide 2 months of paid family leave for all state employees. Polis talked about his spending plan Friday at the Capitol, saying it won't fix all of the state's problems next year.
It's not all the resources you need to reduce traffic congestion immediately or to all the funding needs in our schools, but we absolutely can show substantial increases in investment in all those areas.
Lawmakers will have the final say over the budget when they start meeting again in January. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.